This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to... Sorry, Joe. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. We're going to be with you for a few more minutes left. Yet, I'm not talking any sense, am I? What happened? He threw me off.
Yeah, he did throw you off.
Right, anyway, if you want to... See, he's throwing you off as well. If you want to get in touch...
Now
you're throwing me off. If you want to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter, on Instagram, at BFM Radio. It seems I've missed a message here from Shaquan, who is on 0615. He said one of the most creative things that he saw using recycled material was a recycled plastic bottle walls. I've seen these in Mexico, where they make their houses around the edges of them. Very cool. He also told us about ways you have local admins to help you with the updates, or there's editors.
That's
so now
true.
We know.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Who are the ones who won the venture? Right, it's called.
Yeah.
They won it like 2 years ago. They were making glasses out of recycled bottles or something. In Mexico as well.
That was very smart.
Yeah.
Right. We should probably move on to our final story. We've got about 5 minutes left of this story. Audrey, this is over to you.
Yes. So a device that can pull drinking water from the air just won the latest X Prize. Now, the Water Abundance X Prize is a competition that was launched just a couple of years ago. And it basically asked designers to build a device that could extract at least 2,000 liters of water a day from the atmosphere, which is enough for the daily needs of around 100 people. And this device, of course, needs to use clean energy and cost no more than 2 cents a liter. So
wow.
It needs to be cheap. It needs to be able to pull clean drinkable water from the air and needs to be used clean energy. So they've come up with this competition because there are nearly 800 million people around the world that face water scarcity. And the winners for this year is actually an alliance between two companies called Sky Source and Sky Water. And they've come up with this system called WeDew, which is basically an acronym for Wood to Energy Deployed Water. So this is how it works. It's super interesting and I love it. It's created combining those two existing systems from SkyWater and SkySource. So one device is called SkyWater, which is basically a large box that mimics the way clouds are formed. So it takes in warm air from the atmosphere and then it hits it with cold air that forms droplets of condensation that can be used as pure drinking water. The water is then stored in a tank inside of a shipping container, which can then be connected to a bottle refill station or a tap. But because this process uses a large amount of electricity, designers paired it with a biomass gasifier. That's where SkySource comes in. And what it does is this biomass gasifier is a low cost source of energy. So when the gasifier is filled with things like wood chips or coconut shells or whatever biomass is locally available, it can actually generate power. And it also not only produces power, but it produces biochar, which is a charcoal that can be added to soil to store carbon, and it helps plants grow. So this is basically carbon negative technology. It is helping you reduce waste and create fresh water at the same time. It is a win-win-win if you look at it that way. And and if you think about it, right, because how it uses biomass to create power, just say you're in like California, the gasifier could be fed with pine trees that have been killed by years of drought and pests. So if these pine trees are just left in the forest, that's why we've heard of all these burning forests, right? Yeah, and that releases CO2, which is bad for the environment. And then where parts of the world where wood is less available, the system could also run on solar and battery power rather than biomass. And in either case, it can be quickly deployed off the grid in areas where water is polluted, where there are floods, or where supplies have dwindled because of drought. So this is really great news. You know, I love the fact that it's a win-win-win. And I think the team is planning to use the money that they won, which was about $1.5 million. They're planning to use the money to rapidly develop and deploy units worldwide in partnership with non-profit organizations.
Oh, wow. If you know, they use these, I like how they're using the containers because it's easy to transport. So you can use them on, you can get like an 18-wheeler to carry them places. You can also get them on two ships if you want to get them in different locations. Trains, cargo trains can get them from point A to point B. So it's nice. It's not like they've built it in using a different facility. So it's, you have to put up like actual structures and build like brick and mortar sort of like housing for this thing.
Yeah.
It's easy to carry around. Like you see, they're like restaurants. croutons in Publica that are inside containers. I know that's because of the hipster element, but it works. It works because it's easy to get these things from one point to another point with the least amount of effort.
There's a whole bunch of hotels made out of these things as well.
That's true.
Up in Langkawi, there's one, and over the East Coast in East Coast. I'm going to not get my states wrong on air. But yeah, over on the East Coast, over that way, there's some. I actually looked into, at some point, purchasing one of these containers to perhaps think about making a tiny house kind of idea. That's what I looked into for a little while. And then realized I needed a lot more space than I actually thought I did. Can't do that. But the idea, we spoke about a water thing not too long ago. Do you remember, Arvin? But it was on a much smaller scale. And they were using, I want to say salt, but now that's probably because we were talking about that a little bit earlier on.
Oh, it pulls the moisture in like from the radius of like a football field.
That was it.
Yeah.
But that was on a much smaller scale, wasn't it? Something like this sounds great, though. You know, easy to kind of pop up and use. And there's always going to be biomass around that they can use to kind of fuel this thing. It's a great idea.
Yeah, especially in places where they don't have water.
Yeah.
Especially where they don't have like proper plumbing and stuff. There's always going to be, I mean, it only needs air. So that's the only thing it needs to sort of create water from. So,
and waste.
And waste. Yeah. And waste. Yeah.
Well, and I love the image that they used on this article, because they had a bunch of people who were carrying like baskets of coconut shells and husks. And then there were another bunch of people who were like leaving this container, which is like a no-frill, just shipping container with a big bottle of water.
Brilliant idea.
Right? Yeah.
Right. Well, the theme of today's show then clearly has been about waste in one way or another and what you can do with it. We had another message from Shaquan, who said he used to work in a tobacco company which used to allow smoking in the air-conditioned office in a special room, of course. They purchased a machine that made water from air. Needless to say, it worked, but oh my word, the water tasted horrible because the combined air was from tobacco smoke.
So
not a good idea. There you go. One final message from listener 3464. Recycling is the last resort. You're supposed to reduce consumption, reuse or repurpose. And if you really can't use or give it away, then recycle. The order of three R's matters.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Prevention is better than cure.
Indeed. We need to wrap up for today, but of course we are going to quickly run through the stories that we covered just in case you missed them. We started off with the idea of HP and IKEA, how they want to help keep plastic out of the ocean. And then we moved on to
How there's probably microplastic in your poop.
Then we spoke about how Addison Lee wants to have autonomous taxis by 2021.
But you're still thinking about the plastic in your poop.
And then we wiped up with our final story. That is
the device that can pull drinking water from the air, and it just won $1.5 million at the X Prize.
Ladies and gents, that's all the time we have for today. We will be back, of course, tomorrow, same time, same place at noon. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast from bfm.my/podcast, or you can listen to it on our app, which is available for free in the Apple App Store or Google Play. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. On the back of the recent Port Dickson by-elections, the Breakfast Grill spoke with the newly minted Election Commission chairman, Azar Harun, better known as Art Harun, to discuss his plans on reforming the commission and the challenges that lie ahead. And if you wanted some more details about upcycling, recycling, and the three R's, we have a Her Vantage show tomorrow at 11 a.m. Called Women of Waste. It's an informal group supported by the International Solid Waste Association, spotlighting women's roles within the waste management industry. Georgina Nietzsche, one of the founding members of Women of Waste, discussed the different effects of gender on waste and the different impacts of waste on gender. That's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj and Arvin Yuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.